What's it going to be like going against Brandon Tanev tomorrow night?
It'll be fun. You know what? He's going to skate around. He's probably going to run into a few of us. It'll be different kind of lining up against him. Having played so much, having spent so much time with him in the last couple of years. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
You guys were so closely aligned together, the three of you on a line, and now you're kind of on three different lines as it stands, obviously, you and Andrew. Just what did being part of that line mean to you and your, you know, development with the Jets?
Yeah, you know what, I think it really kind of solidified. We had an identity, and we kind of knew what we needed to do every night and kind of stuck to it, and we played to our strengths, and, you know, it felt like we really kind of created some chemistry, and, you know, that continued to grow over the years. So, you know, it has been different playing with different guys, and, you know, seeing him, he got a shot with Crosby, and, you know, he had a shot with Malkin in camp. So, you know, I texted him that he may be upgraded as centerman over the summer, but, you know, it'll be different seeing him in a different jersey.
You guys haven't been able to have a lot of success here in Pittsburgh over the years. So what makes it so tough to play here?
Well, they have two of the best players in the world, and, you know, they're a dynamic offensive team, and, you know, they can hurt you in a bunch of ways. So it's going to be important that you can keep those guys kind of limited in their chances. They're going to create some things. You know, world-class players are able to do that. But, you know, if you're able to kind of limit those and you cut down on the power plays against and, you know, things like that. I think you look at our first period last night, it was, you know, it was a good grind. There wasn't a ton of chances for or against. And, you know, that's kind of the way we're going to need to play, you know, to be successful. I think, you know, anytime you can slow a team's speed down and make it a bit of a grinding game, it bodes well, especially when you're playing against guys like that that like a little time and space. They like to be able to play with the puck and make those plays.
Keys to sort of forging that identity early in the year when you have some new pieces coming into the puzzle?
You know, I just think it's about consistency, and, you know, you get the message from the coach and you kind of try and implement that as best you can. There's certain styles we want to play, and, you know, I think you saw last night we got a little loose, but, you know, at times in the game when we're playing that style, we weren't giving up much. We're a hard forechecking team, and you know, we want to spend some time in the offensive zone. So, you know, the closer we can be in the D zone, the quicker we can kind of transition the puck out, and, you know, stay a little more connected on the ice. I think, you know, that's important, and then, you know, it almost becomes habit, and it almost becomes second nature. So, you can kind of implement that early in the season. It should help down the road. Yeah, you know, he's a solid player. I think, you know, he gives us another option in the faceoff circle. He's real qualified there. He's a great penalty killer, and, you know, he's real solid defensively. I think you look at kind of the positioning and, you know, what he brings to the table, and it's off the ice too. He's been around the league. He's been around for a long time, and you can learn a lot of things from him.
Obviously, injury is part of the game, Adam, but everybody breathed a bit of a sigh of relief to see Josh out there fully participating today.
Yeah, you know, he's become such an important part of our back end, and he plays big minutes and plays in all key situations. So you never want to see a guy go down, and, you know, a guy as important as Josh, yeah, we're happy it wasn't serious, and, you know, hoping that he's feeling better and he's ready to go for tomorrow.